from NPR and Chicago Public Radio. This is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Korva Coleman, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Korva. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Big show this week. NBC News anchor Brian Williams is joining us later to play our Not My Job game. It's great, but it's also kind of a shame, just as he had convinced America to take him seriously. But first, before we get started, we noticed a study this week saying that Americans are losing their interest in the natural world. Instead of enjoying the great outdoors, they're staying inside and amusing themselves with electronic media. To which we say, smart move, America. Those squirrels can bite. And nothing out there, no geyser, no canyon, no redwood, can get you Carl Castle's voice on your home answering machine. If a tree tells you that, slowly back away. So close those windows, lower your shades, and give us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Fred from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hey, how are things in Raleigh, Fred?
Hot as Hades.
Yes, that's what they say. What do you do there?
Frankly, nothing. I'm a... I call myself gainfully unemployed. I'm a musician, and right now my wife has the job, so I'm half dead for the kid.
There you are.
So, half dead for the kids?
Well, sometimes after a whole day, yeah, I am half dead.
Yeah, I understand. Well, welcome to the show, Fred. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to a writer for the Boston Globe, Mr. Charlie Pierce.
How do, Charlie?
Right said, half-dead Fred. Good to meet you.
Next, say hello to journalist Sue Alicott.
So I hope you're an expert at cooking dinner when your wife comes home.
No, I leave that for her.
Wow, you will soon be half-dead.
Yeah. And lastly, say hello to an expert in half-dead musicians, VH1 host Amer Haleem.
Go Canes, go, Fred. Congratulations, you won the Stanley Cup. Your Carolina Hurricanes.
Yeah, I found out about it yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Fred, welcome to our show. Now, we're going to start today's show with Korva Coleman's Countdown, which we can do because Korva, like Carl, is alliterative. Korva is going to play you three hit singles, each of them inspired by a story in the week's news. Your job, identify that story. Ready to play?
Sure, why not?
All right, Korva, what do you got in the turntable for us to start?
Well, Peter, it's the racy 1976 hit from the Starland vocal band that one of the Axis of Evil countries sang this week.
Sky rockets in flight, afternoon delight.
So we probably won't be delighted when a skyrocket arrives from a country if and when they manage to develop their brand new missile. What country?
Sounds like North Korea to me.
It does, yes. It did sound like North Korea, because that's the kind of arrangement North Korea would use if they were... The New York Times reported that U.S. intelligence agencies had detected the North Koreans prepping a new missile for launch. The missile, which could conceivably reach the United States, is called the Taepodong, which is Korean for desperate plea for attention. Many ants believe that Kim Jong-il, the Stalinist dictator of that country, is hurt because the U.S. keeps invading other countries, which are, in his words, just not good enough for you, and, quote, will never provoke you the way I provoke you.
Skyrockets in flight. Taepodong. Interesting.
Yes. Actually, it's actually the Taepodong 2.
Oh, right. What happened to the Taepodong 1?
Straight to video. Yeah. You know. Yeah.
Korva, what do you have for us next?
It's that Welsh sex god, Tom Jones, and a song sung by some members of a religion after they elected a new leader.
She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady.
I gotta say, Korva, Carl never swivels his hips. That's, anyway.
That's just not true, actually, Peter. Maybe not for you.
Peter never comes to the post-show mixers. Yeah. He's never seen that.
All right, Fred. The question is, the head of what religion is in fact a lady?
Oh, that's the Anglican Church.
Right, the Episcopal Church, also known as here in America. So, if you're the American branch of the Episcopal Church, and you've already made conservatives here and abroad really mad about electing an openly gay bishop, how do you get people really, really, really mad? Elect a woman to the top job, that's how. Catherine Jeffords Scorey will be the first woman to head any branch of the church ever, and some other senior Episcopal officials around the world in the International Communion, as it is called, are very uncomfortable with that. Interestingly, those senior officials, and this is true, are called primates.
Do they really pronounce it like that?
I'm going to hope they do.
Isn't it?
That's interesting because they're just barely primates.
Yeah, I know.
What do you call them?
Primates.
Primates. Well, that's
just so we can distinguish, otherwise it's terribly, terribly confusing.
Corva, the crowd is looking tired and sweaty, so what do you have to dance them off the floor?
Well, Peter, it's that classic lament from the Beatles, and some words that a few American sports fans sang this week.
I'm a loser. I'm a loser, and I'm not what I appear to be.
So the U.S. turned out to be a loser in what sporting event?
The World Cup.
Right. Good news, America. This is good news. You can stop pretending to care about soccer. The U.S. exited the tournament at the hands of Ghana. U.S. fans in the stands seeing the inevitable end. We're reduced to shouting things about our two countries' comparative GDPs. President Bush announced a new program to improve our chances at the next World Cup, which amounts to invading the headquarters of the World Football Association and installing a new regime which will allow the use of hands.
You know, you actually, at least you can get away with not paying attention to the World Cup and not being vilified. In Britain, it's impossible to even get on a train, a bus, walk across the road, you know, order a coffee without somebody discussing it. And the Budweiser company has actually, I don't think you've seen them here, they're running these special ads that are making fun of American soccer commentators. That I don't think is shown here. One of the favorite ones was what they show when England was playing Trinidad and Tobago, and they have these two guys sitting behind their desk. And go, what do you mean England's playing Trinidad and Tobago? That isn't fair, but they're letting it go on.
I want to hear more of her American accent.
Yeah, I was going to say, your fake American accent makes me feel so much better about my fake British accent.
That was only one of mine.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Do you have any others?
I do, but I'm not doing them now.
All right. Corva, how did Fred do in our quiz?
Fred did great. He got 3 out of 3. He gets Carl's voice on his home answering machine.
Very well done. Yay. Fred, thank you so much for playing.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.